بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The literal meaning of Dajjal is something that is camouflaged. Dajjal. So I make it appear like gold, but it's not gold. It's called Dajjal because he will have that ability to make things appear like gold, silver. So he will be given that ability. People will be tricked to go towards him. Hadith says that the hell that the Dajjal shows really is Jannat. And the Jannat that he promises really hell. So don't get deceived. So with the approach of Qiyamah, the deception is going to become higher and higher and higher until it culminates and explodes with Dajjal. So see, it's a time of confusion, and the confusion is escalating until it comes up to the jar and then it explodes and then it's over. So anything that is confusing now, confusing and doubtful, you have to be wary about it. So how do you understand that it's confusing? You understand now, see, what you were used to say 30 years ago, 35 years ago, or you heard about Muslims practicing 35, 40 years ago, then that's a safer way. Then going on a way that is 35 years later, if you move backwards, you find originality, you find no dilution, no contamination. And you move forward, if something is diluted, contaminated, and more you go, and more contamination you will see. So Allah Ta'ala has created three systems within us. One we call emotions. Everybody got emotions. And one level above emotion is intelligence. And everybody has got intelligence. And then the third is the consciousness that is deen. So Allah is allowing you to express your emotions. He didn't ask you to ignore emotions entirely. Rasulullah lost his beloved son, so he shows emotions. Inna'in latadma'an, eyes are weeping. So he did express the emotion. So to say don't express any emotion, that's wrong. So at the time that you're supposed to be showing emotion, you show it. It is that your wife or your mother has prepared something very nice, then show emotion. Hey, so tasty, enjoy it. So scrape the pot. So show emotion. At that time you show it. And Allah will also be happy. Now, if she took the trouble to prepare the thing, it's your wife or your mother or someone prepared it to the trouble, and you're not showing any interest in the food or in the preparation, then how does the person feel? No interest. Why, one of those things, main thing is Jannat, leave these things here, don't worry too much about it. How will the person feel? So at that time, he was supposed to be showing emotion. He's too good, man. Hey, what? You 100 out of 100 marks. So how does he feel? How the wife feels? That's why I encourage my friend, growing girls, 10, 11, 12, then start putting them in the kitchen. If not too long, how many, 2 hours, even 2 hours, 2.5 hours. So they get familiar with the surrounding, they like the thing. And at the beginning, even if they burn something, they don't shove it. They're making some biscuits or something, and the spoiled, burnt, or not well done, don't compliment them. Because if you scold them, then they will lose the courage to do something again in the kitchen in the future. I do again, I get another shout at. See, so much of money went, you know, how much of goodies went in this thing here, and just wish them. So her morale will be broken down. She won't want to do it again. Just keep praising her. Slowly, gradually, she'll get the understanding. Alright. Sugar was a little bit short, or the butter wasn't enough, or the milk was insufficient. Something she'll understand. So you compliment her, enjoy the thing, make like as if you enjoyed it. It's a time for showing, expressing emotion, and showing emotion. That was the style of the Sahaba Ikram as well. At that time, they didn't hold back the emotion. They showed it when it was a permissible thing, and it wasn't condemned by the Sharia, they expressed it. So at a time of cheer, you cheered up. لِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ عِيدٌ وَهَذَا عِيدُنَا. Some small little girls, maybe 4 or 5 years of age, so Eid day, and they're singing. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was upset. What are you doing? So the reason corrected. لِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ عِيدٌ وَهَذَا عِيدُنَا. Okay, every people have a day to rejoice. So this is our day to rejoice. So to rejoice at that moment is right. Now you don't misuse the hadith. You don't call a professional singer and an artist and all that to come and do a performance and all. They are small little girls now. 5 years, 6 years. How they sing, you know. How they, in the nursing, how they sing. The cradle is green, whatever. So, some small little things. No, it's not a professional style. Baba, black sheep. So, no professional style. Some cheerful words at their ages. No instruments, nothing. Right? No nasheed. Nasheed now is like a jazz music. I was hearing someone's nasheeds here. No difference. If you see the style and jazz music, exactly the same. No difference. I just call it, we think it's Arabic, so everything is halal. Anything Arabic is halal. So that understanding is not right. So, if the haram is done in English or in Arabic, it's still halal. That Arabic won't make the haram into halal. But we think, no, it's because in Arabic, therefore it's not halal. So one is at the level of emotions. من كان له مال فليرى أثر نعمة الله. You got wealth now. When you got wealth, then Allah Pak's favors must be visible. You're wearing old clothes, wearing clothes not right, your hair is not combed correctly. So that's not right. Show it. Why do you show it? Not to impress people. Mullah Jami Rahmatullahi, so the style in the old days was, when I formally completed my Dini studies, then they should go for a training. So what we learned, now let's go for a training to learn to apply that. Like a doctor learned the concepts, and they put him into a training. From after the 3rd year, they put him into training. Go to this hospital here, go do this, go do that. Then proper dedicated 2 years internship. What you learn, and they put them through the mill. sometimes people stand there 24 hours. And other doctors know that 36 hours they pull you. And you must do it right. So they put you through the mud to learn endurance, to learn sympathy, and to learn to apply yourself correctly. So similarly, the alim in the old, when he would graduate, then he won't just go and serve the state. So maybe he will apply, learn to apply it. So he thought of one sheikh now, maybe go by stay by him in the Khanqa, and learn to apply the thing right. Otherwise, if I didn't learn to apply, then I won't be speaking right, I won't be behaving right, I won't be thinking right, I won't be giving the right service. But I went under him, so I learned some discipline, some mannerisms, some humility, so I know how to apply myself right. Now, when you went through the training, so now any time people can call you, you are there. You know, someone passed away 11 o'clock at night. There's a need to do ghusl. You can't just ignore the thing. There's nobody around. You can help. Put your shoulder to the wheel. Help out. You know about it. Then you shall complain. No, they're doing ghusl. They're doing upside down. They're not doing it right. They're just uncovering the body. Yeah. So you saw that happening. You were there. Then you should go. You should have gone. Go. They'll see you. Then they'll ask you. You can push yourself. And let it be correct. Some things we can. What we can correct, we put ourselves forward and try and correct it. Like I tell the brothers that at least for Fajr namaz, I try and make it early. Just around Azan time or before Azan. With two intentions. One is that I can do some work in the masjid. And what you see, for example, all our men, see, for example, the Muazzin came through the delay. He's a man also. He's a human being. He's not superhuman. So, the masjid is everybody's. Everybody needs to see that the function of the masjid is done right. If he's delayed, I'll call the Azan, so it's there. If the Imam, for example, he's in Qusar or something, he's delayed, then I'll do the Namaz. So if everybody thinks it's alright, you're a Hafiz, an Alim, let me go a little bit early. So the Azan is not done, I'll do it. The Namaz is not done, or the Imam is not there, let me take it up. You don't push yourself and ask for imamah. But if there's nobody then, what are you going to do? Put yourself, do the azan, do the ikam. So, when Allah Pak has given a blessing, then that blessing must be visible. So this talking of Mullah Jami al-Khazali, very great ashik of Rasulullah Pak Siddhar Sahib. When he is going towards Madina Munawwara, so the governor saw Rasulullah Pak Siddhar Sahib, said, this is Mullah Jami coming, stop him from coming to Medina. So he stopped him. So somehow he got around and he went back. So the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam appeared in the dream again. See, this Mullah Jami is coming and stop him from coming. So now the second time round, the governor was a little bit aggressive. So the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam appeared again in his dream. I didn't ask you to stop him because he's a sinner or he's doing something haram, no. But because his love is so much, you know, that if he's going to come here near the Qabr and going to be reciting poetry, I'll have no other choice but to take my hands out from him. Now, this type of incident will happen all the time. It may cause some problems for people. So that's why I asked him. Now the governor was shocked. They expected him and all that. So this is Mullah Jami. They learn the knowledge and they learn how to apply. Learn and then let that application become how to tolerate, how to work, how to put yourself forward, how to be on time. And in fact, you do something more than time. Like you employ for working 2 hours, so right, I'll work another half an hour. So this is Tabligh Jamaat with your wealth and your time. Right? Doesn't happen. So for teaching also, your well, and your time, sometime, you can't do all, the sum of your time and some of your wealth for the dini service in this form, in the teaching form. Now, I ask you, will there be any complaints? You put half an hour every day. Will there be any complaints from anybody? No complaints. Are you going to think, you going to work hard, you give half an hour more? Otherwise, now you'll just be doing it as a business. Let me go there and come out, get my salary and call. You didn't learn the training. You didn't go through the training. Now, when you don't see the results, then you must also say that I'm also responsible for this children being backwards. But I thought the other way, you know. Jahadu bi amwali manfusim. To strive for deen with your wealth and your time. So in this time, in this department of deen, there's a strive with my wealth. For a certain amount, I was remunerated. But beyond that, I done something. So when you think like that, they say, you know, I haven't done anything. Let me take out my time. But they still are backwards because of me. Now what I pack into them will remain with them for the rest of their lives. So I didn't pack them right, so for the rest of their lives they're going to have a problem. There'll be about 0.5% that goes to madrasa, of the Muslim public. They go to a senior level madrasa. And about, say, 8 to 10% will go in tabligh jamaat. But the rest of the 90% then, that's in the maktab. If you pack them right, then the whole life will be right. Because 1% comes, 0.5% comes to madrasa. But 9% goes to jamaat. What about the rest? So if it was deficient, then the deficiency carries on right through the whole life. So one is the level of emotions, and you are allowed to express emotions. You are allowed. I showed you just now that you are allowed to mourn. You are allowed on an Eid day to express happiness, joy. Then Shariat has allowed you, not discouraged you. You got the wealth, then to wear a good apparel, that also the Shariat encourages you. So we're talking about Mullah Jami Rahmatullahi, and his did his formal studies. Now he wants to learn application in a khanqah. So he comes to that sheikh and he sees a beautiful house, mansion now. So the poetry just ran through his mind. Poetry read, are those nabayad jo dunya midaraz, that can't be the friend of Allah Ta'ala who keeps the dunya at heart. He can't be a friend of Allah Ta'ala who accumulates wealth as well. Can't be the friend of Allah Ta'ala. He felt a little bit disappointed that I travel so much to see such a thing. Either he's a buzroog and he'll be living in a hut and he won't have any much of the dunya. So I come here to my surprise and he's got full of dunya here. Disappointed, he went back to the masjid that was near there and he lied down. So in his dream he's seeing that it's a day of Qiyamah and he's in need of one sawab. To make it for Jannah, he's in need of one sawab. He's battling around one person and the other, and everybody says, but we are in the same predicament, we also need the sawab for our entry. Like, you know, you come into the country and there's a custom. Someone tells you, hey, just keep this thing for me. Will you accept it? Because everybody is a predicament. I must get through this thing and then I'll do it. But before that, I can't do anything. Even if your brother, if he's a, yes, keep the secret. You'll accept it. Because you know what's going to happen. So the day of Qiyamah, this is still nothing. The day of Qiyamah, no influence. لا تنفع شفاعة لا تقبل شفاعة ولا عدل No influence nowhere that day. So he sees on the day of Qiyamah that he is one neki, one sawab. In the meanwhile, that same sheikh is coming with a big entourage. Hundreds of people, pomp and glory and all that. So they stop over at Mullah Jami. What's your problem? It's one sawab to make into Jannah. Alright. Told one of the khadim to take one sawab, give it to him. Now he's glowing now for his entry to Jannah. Now he got up in the morning. Hey, he said, hey, I miscalculated this thing here. I must go back to the sheikh. So he went to the sheikh. Before he could say anything, the sheikh is asking, what was that poetry you said? No, other than now if I say it, it's going to be disrespect. You know, how can I say such a thing in your name? How can I say it? Disrespect. So the sheikh said, see, if you said it of your own, it would have been disrespect. But now, upon my instructions you say it, so it's not disrespect. Of your own head you said it, yes, it would have been disrespect. But I'm instructing you, then it's not disrespect. So here, dost na bayat ke dunya dost darat. He's not a friend of Allah Ta'ala who has accumulated wealth, who is in love with wealth. So he said that report is incomplete. Say the other line. What is the other line? So the sheikh told him that the other line is, agar dunya darat, barahe dost darat. If he's got the dunya by him, if he's got an attachment, then he's got it for the love of Allah Ta'ala. Not for his own personal pleasure, but he's got it for the love of Allah Ta'ala. So now, for the love of Allah can mean two things, basically. Right? One is this, when he's got that wealth, now the poor will know, right, this is a wealthy person, I need some assistance, then we go to him. But if he's a broken down Johnny himself, the poor chap will think, hey, he's broken down like me, what can he do for me? But he says, alright, this man is a tight, got a murk, something, boss, something like this. For the supper, for the child, boss do something. Moving with a murk, so he'll come to you. But you moving with a broken down Corolla then? So he said, he is more in need of charity than myself. He won't come and ask you. Hey, you're more in need of that. But you're moving a little bit of a posh car, he'll come. So you're living a little bit of a posh life so that the poor may have the heart to come and ask of you. That's the first reason. Second reason is you're living a little bit of a posh life so that the wealthy also can come towards you. Are you living in a broken down hut now? Then the wealthy wants to come into deen and he thinks to himself, hey, you know, if I need to come at deen that person, I must give away everything, all my comfort and my luxury. And I can't make that now. I'm addicted to the luxury and comfort. So how can I become a deen that person? So then you have closed your doors to that class of people. So I keep the dunya not because I'm in love, but to attract this class also. And to attract that class. The poor also is attracted, and the wealthy is also attracted, showing the deen is for the wealthy and the poor. The ones that are in comfort and the ones that are in constraint. Before the hadith comes, the Laila Zikr, some people will be on soft weddings, luxuries, comforts, and elevating in Jannah. Because in that comfort of this, they should remember Allah Ta'ala. Zikr, Quran, Sharif, Namaz. So in comfort. No two ways about it. Good food, good comfortable lives, cars and all that. But in that, they didn't forget Allah Ta'ala. For a moment, they didn't forget Allah Ta'ala. So in that comfort also, you gain and enjoy. So we spoke about emotions. And expressing emotions is not haram. Just that it must be done in the right way. Emotions, what you like, Now, you left your home on a Friday and you put ether and came. Nice ether. Emotions. You have a desire for that. Temptation, emotion. But for that also you're getting sawab. Nice ether. So you're emotional about it. You like the fragrance. So you're coming in that masjid, that state. So you're getting a reward for it. That you think it's a lava pool like this. You think that my other brothers, we feel comfortable. But please, brother, I should tell you repeatedly, don't use this cheap line others, because this cheap line is creating headaches. Synthetic, cheap line. Use a little bit, but use good, original. Other cheap line that's synthetic, then you will show that, you will show your generosity past all the musallis. It's not the right way. Get the right attar, and then say it's alright. There's an attar that is relaxing and calm, and there's an attar that puts you off. That's synthetic things, right? So the synthetic things are not the right thing. Get the right one, even though it is less that you use, but it leaves a good atmosphere. One man was telling me that he's using some cheap attars. So his wife will complain, like, please. Because when you put that thing on, I think of the kabristan. So I suppose all the cheapest attars they're using for the mayat, you see. So the same one he's using. So she's thinking of mayat. Some understanding of deen. See, there's no understanding of deen, everybody does his own thing. But it's understanding of this, alright, what must do here? How must I do it? The finish must be right, the beginning must be right, and the finish must be right. So there's emotions, but one person came here, so he was a heavy smoker. Now I'm thinking how to discourage him. So sometimes you have to play the emotional card. It works. Not everywhere, some places. So I don't see if your wife was a smoker, right? And you're going to be intimate a little bit. Face to face, mouth to mouth, resuscitation, right? You're going to do all that, right? So, if you in that state, and she just smoked and came, right? How you feel? Like someone put a whole tray of ash into your mouth, isn't it? So you're going to feel like that, and she also feels the same. So this emotional aspect also, the deed has taken care of. Therefore, Nabi Sam entered the house, bada'a bisiwak, you start off with the biswak. So because now you're going to be close to the wife, so you're smelling nice, mouth is nice, there's muhabbat and enjoyment and happiness. So that's where emotions have to be expressed. Then that also is a reward. Emotion has to be expressed. Express it. Now even crying at the time, when you hear of some saintly person, his son dies and he's laughing. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his son passed away and he's crying. So the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's way is most comprehensive and perfect. We won't say the saint was wrong. Because he looked at the picture from one dimension. You look at it in this way, let's see. From so many people, Allah accepted mine. So many people's children, but he accepted mine. So from that perspective he looked, and he was overwhelmed with that. So therefore he laughed. But Nabi Sam is comprehensive. So he says, see, there's two dimensions to this. One is the dimension of Allah Ta'ala. وَلَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يَرْضَى بِهِ رَبُّنَا. We will only express that which Allah Pak loves. So our heart is not complaining that Allah Pak, why do you want to take my child? No complaint. Be happy with your decision. But now I have a duty towards the child's parents, child's siblings, parents, family, etc. So that duty requires that I sympathize with them. So the family is sympathizing with them, with Allah Ta'ala, please, isn't it comprehensive? Otherwise the family thinks, hey, Child died in when he's laughing. Right or what? Not right. So you don't run the Uliya down because he's doing it from one perspective. But obviously nobody can be as perfect as the Misakam. In every aspect, every dimension is perfect. So where there is a time to express emotions, it is so expressive. So there is someone like cool water. You know, on a hot day, obviously cool water, you would like it. Again, emotions. Thami Sabrahman says that my Sheikh, Haji Sahib Rahmatullahi, that I was leaving, coming back to India after spending 6 months by him. He says, Mia Ashraf, Pani Peena Ho, to Thanda Ho Karke Peena. You know, you're drinking water, drink it nice and cool, cool and refreshing, drink it. Because if you are to drink just simple water on a hot day, you say Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, finish. But if it's nice and cool, chilled and cool, and what is the thing that shouldn't be now? You smash the ice and all that. A slush, yeah, say it clearly. Slush, but flavored and all that. Now you say Bismillah. Alhamdulillah. What do you see there? See that Alhamdulillah come. The Alhamdulillah comes from the heart. What is come? So Allah likes that. That you praising me, but you praising me not just on the tongue. From the heart you praising me. So how much closer won't you come to Allah Ta'ala when you're talking to Him with happiness, with cheer? So you're doing it, why? So that you can express your happiness to Allah Ta'ala. With all our gunas, we love us so much, children, wife, all, they take all the pains to make it so enjoyable for us. So your bond with Allah Ta'ala increases. How can I do wrong with the eyes of mine, with my tongue? When you've been so kind, so compassionate and loving to me, then how can I misuse myself? So you see, your mind is in a different, so the emotions has to be expressed, but in the right way. Then the second level after emotion is brain's intelligence. Right? So that emotions has to be used, but don't forget that it has to be done intellectually. Don't put that intelligence aside when you're working. Right? Inshallah, tomorrow we'll try and explain now that level that is above emotion, intellectual, logic, etc. It has to be used as well. Allah created that. Who created that reasoning? Who created emotion? He created. So He wants you to use it, but use it correctly.